Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to join you and to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck is the author of Smarts, Are We Hardwired for Success? He's also the author of Coffee at Luna's and one of my favorite books, Tough Management, The 7 Ways to Make Tough Decisions Easier. And he is the guy who leads the NFI research group, and they do a lot of outstanding research on a lot of different things, and he's here to talk to us about some of that. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you here. And by the way, Chuck, last time you were on the show, you offered us a free report, as I remember.
Yes.
And you gave out an email address, I guess, and offered it to people, and a number of people took advantage of that. And so, folks, I'm glad you did. Thank you for it. Really makes me happy when Chuck tells me that, because that tells me that you want to get better. And Chuck, that's one of the most gratifying things to me when I hear that my audience is responding to things that we offer. That, and because it's a free thing, and we, yeah, like free. We work hard to get them free stuff, and I like it because it tells me that people are listening who want to get better, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a great thing. It's pretty amazing, though. When I get off the phone with you, I then go look at my email. I have all these emails from people saying, I just heard you on the radio. Can you send me this executive skills profile? And if anybody wants it, I will send it out for free. So it's not a big deal. It's something.
So we can still get it, huh?
Oh, yeah. In 10 minutes, you find out your own personal strengths and weaknesses. And
wow.
then the idea is to play to your strengths for your whole career.
Give us that email address again.
Chuck, C-H-U-C-K, at nfiresearch.com.
All right, Chuck at nfiresearch.com.
Yeah,
it's
the thing we have to mail. A lot of your listeners said, "Can you email it to me?" It's not an email. It's actually an instrument. So you actually have to write it yourself, special paper and all that. But again, we'll send it out same day, no charge.
So send them your request. It give them your name and address, and we'll send it out. And I promise you, Chuck is he's a highly credible professional. You know, nobody's going to abuse your information, so you can trust Chuck.
Yeah, we actually profile. I teach at the Whittemore School of Business at the University of New Hampshire, and we actually profiled. I've got two classes I'm doing on consumer behavior, and we profiled 50 students total, and we then matched the students based on their strengths for teams. And we had 10 teams of 5 for the whole semester. And it was just a huge success. The students are all seniors and juniors. They all said it's the best team they've ever been on in their whole college experience.
Great, that's good. Chuck, one of the pieces of research you've been doing is, what do commuters do when they're driving in their car to work?
Yes, and you will love this one. The number one thing they're doing, they're listening to radio news, not music, but news
thank
talk
you.
Radio.
Thank you.
Pardon me?
I said thank you.
Well, it's 56%. It's the number one thing that people are doing. 40% are thinking, and a third are listening to music on the radio.
Hey, Chuck, I only have one thing to say. Duh.
What's that?
Duh.
I'm also happy, since I'm an author, they're also listening to books on tape. I hope one of them is mine. Who knows?
But the number one was radio. Chuck, I could have told you that already. But that's good news. But the thing is people are listening to the radio. They're still listening to talk. And you know, the interesting thing about this is there's so many options these days. You know, when you and I were coming up as young pups, Chuck, there was only one option in your car, and that was a radio, mostly music.
Right. Well, what's interesting is these are all executives and managers. 78% of them are driving to work, and only 8% are using mass transit.
Huh. Interesting.
So they have an opportunity, and a third of them spend between 1 and 4 hours a day commuting.
1 and 4. Wow.
Yeah. It's really high. I mean, that's a lot of commute. And we had a lot of write-ins where people said, the best thing I did in my entire life was I changed jobs so I could have a shorter commute.
Oh, yeah. There's no question
about
that.
You'll love this one. People at small businesses, they're commuting less than people at large businesses.
Oh, yeah, because they live near their businesses, most of them.
Right, yeah. 75% of those in small businesses, their total commute all day is less than 60 minutes.
I don't know any small business owners who have long commutes, long meaning more than 30, 40 minutes. It's just part of the lifestyle. Thank God. Hey, Chuck, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, he's got some more information on small business. How are you guys doing out there? What are you telling when he polled you about how you're doing? What did you say? And we're going to talk about what Main Street is saying about the economy as opposed to what Wall Street is saying about the economy. And as you know, I got an opinion about that. 20 till. Stay with us. Right back with Chuck Martin.
Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'll be right home.
Hello, Jim. This is Joe Kilmartin here at Salary.com. I'm calling you to congratulate you on your 10th anniversary. During the past 10 years, the Small Business Advocate has become the major source of information for the small business community. We at Salary.com wish you many more years of success. Keep up the good work.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Chuck Martin. We're talking about some of the recent research that he's conducted and has found out about. First thing we found out was that people who commute, executives, managers who commute specifically anywhere from 1 to 4 hours a day, more than half of them listen to talk radio. So you know what I said? I just said, duh. We already knew that. But he's got some other stuff for us because he talked to small business owners, didn't you, Chuck? You polled small business owners. You asked them about how they were doing, what their plans were. What did they tell you?
Yeah, we look at every time we do a survey, we send out the overall results. But what's more interesting to us are the crosstabs, or looking at the details of small versus large organizations.
Right.
And we asked about employment outlook over the next 12 months. And there's a huge difference between small and large organizations. When you look at who's going to increase in overall headcount over the next 12 months, 32% of large companies say they're going to increase. 32% of large companies say they're going to decrease.
Right.
So that's huge. But when it comes to small companies, 60% say they're going to increase overall number of employees next year, which is two times more than large companies.
In the next year being 08, and this survey was done recently.
Oh, yeah, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Astounding. It's like all the opportunity and all the action is in small business right now.
But if you watch television, you don't get that idea.
Well, they're wrong.
They are wrong. Thank you for that.
We see this in more than one of our pieces of research, because whenever we see something like this that sort of jumps out, we do something else that looks at it, and we look at why. Is this really true, or is it just one little thing? And it's very consistent. We're seeing that the action is in small companies versus large companies.
Well, there's no question about that. And of course, you know who's been singing that song. You know who's been beating that drum for how long?
No, who would that be?
Yeah, and me and you and a lot of other people. And you know, I have this analogy I've been using lately, and I used it yesterday, and I'm going to use it again today. I think of my analogy is that the economy is this big, beautiful dog, a collie, big, beautiful collie. And the body of the dog is Main Street, and the tail of the dog is Wall Street. And what we have right now in so much of the almost completely in the media, especially the television media, is that we got the tail wagging the dog. Because they act like if you listen to the talking heads on television, you get the idea that the only thing that matters is Wall Street. Well, the truth is Wall Street is not the economy. Chuck, I point out to people that Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. Nothing happens on Wall Street. Not one thing happens on Wall Street, unless something you and I do something on Main Street.
Right. That's absolutely right.
But do you agree with me when I say we got the tail wagging the dog?
Oh, absolutely. The perception in the media is that most companies are big companies because they only cover big companies, when the reality is the unbelievable majority of companies are small companies.
98% or more, maybe 99. There are only about 15,000 publicly traded companies in the United States.
Right, but they get 90, you know, the old 80-20 rule. They get all the press.
That's exactly
right. Because they're so big, the numbers are so big.
Well, and the other thing is that the thing that I've been saying, Chuck, for a long time is that whatever we're in right now, if it's a recession or whatever we're heading into, small business owners will lead us out of that. Big companies won't be the ones who lead us out of this. It'll be the small companies because, you know what, Chuck? We believe in ourselves. Wall Street doesn't believe in itself. Main Street believes in itself.
Right. Well, to that point, if you look at the research that we have here, the reason that things are going to change next year for small companies versus large companies, business increase 24%. Small companies, business increase 46%.
Yep.
Again, it's another double business increase, and it's not happening at the large companies because, to your point of Wall Street, the big businesses, many of them, they have to play to Wall Street.
Right.
The
quarterly conference call to the analyst is going to be the undoing of Wall Street, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you look at the consolidation, 20% of large companies next year, consolidation, 3% of small companies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the numbers, if you go just across the board, outsourcing is an issue for large companies, 16%, small companies, 7%.
Well, this is why, Chuck, that I admire small business owners so much. And they hopefully by now they know that I mean it. And I know that you feel the same way. That I admire them so much because, you know, we're out here, small business owners are out here against all odds, fighting the challenges of the marketplace, making it happen, leading this economy against all odds with literally no recognition from the major media outlets.
Right. And that's kind of the way it is.
Well,
I think people in small businesses know that.
Yeah.
Because they're smart. They're running businesses.
That's right.
If they're smart enough to run a business, they're smart enough to see through all of this stuff. And what we try to highlight, though, is that it's real. I mean, we're doing it based on data and research. When you look at these numbers, it's jarring, the difference between small and large companies today. And we're seeing this now over the last several months consistently, huge differences between how large and small companies are looking at the world.
Right. Well, you know, you hear them talking about on Wall Street, you hear them talking about certain people are data dependent. Well, small business owners are real dependent. We're
right.
We're reality dependent, not so much data dependent. Going to be right back with our good friend Chuck Martin. We got more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and yes, small business owners, we are very proud of you.
Following your destiny, our steps cannot
stranded again, so off I ran, a young world crashing around me.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Chuck Martin, the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them in here. Smarts is his new one. Are We Hardwired for Success? Also one of my favorites in my library, Tough Management. That's by Chuck Martin, and that's a New York Times business best-selling book. Now, Chuck, give us the website
Smarts
and tell us where we can find
your books. Smarts is now a bestseller.
Congratulations. You know what?
Thank you very much. I'm real happy about that.
You don't think I'm surprised, do you, Chuck?
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. No, I did not know that, but I'm not the least bit surprised. I should have gone ahead and said it. I should have just been understood. Folks, whatever Chuck does is top shelf. I encourage you to check it out. Also, don't forget now, go to his email and request the study. Go ahead and tell us again, Chuck. I want people to get this.
The executive skills profile so you can find your own strengths and weaknesses so you can play to your strengths, and it's free. Only for your listeners. We actually charge a lot of money for this thing, by the way.
I know you do.
In businesses.
See, folks, I work hard to get you these discounts, so use them to your advantage.
I like small business. I mean, I'm a small business, too, just like you are.
Yep. Well, we're lovable. We're huggable, lovable people.
And we don't have to have stockholders.
Exactly. Tell us the website, I mean, the email again.
Just send it directly to me at chuck@nfiresearch.com. NFI like
chuck@nfiresearch.com. And ask for the study. Yeah, give him your mailing address,
and we'll send it out the same day.
Send it out to you, but they'll send it to you by email. Folks, that's an expensive, valuable tool that he's going to give you because you know me. Chuck, this research that you've done recently showing the attitude that small business owners have about the future. One of the reasons I think this is the case, Chuck, is a lot of people who work for big companies know that their job depends on how they're doing this quarter.
Yeah.
And if they don't do well this quarter, they literally may not have a job next quarter. But now, small business owners, here's what we know. We know that, yes, we're going to have good times and we're going to have bad times, but we plan on being in business a quarter from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. Ups and downs, you know, come and go. We still plan on being in business, and so it's to our advantage, and we're actually, to use your term, hardwired to be optimistic about the future.
Right.
And isn't that like the Pygmalion effect? Doesn't that become a self-fulfilling prophecy in some ways?
Well, it does, because what happens is your day-to-day focus is on something totally different. In a lot of large companies, and I get emails from people all the time at large companies, a lot of large companies are doing what it takes to keep their job,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to doing what is right to drive the business.
And see, this is what I say, Chuck, when I say big business is where creativity goes to die.
Right. Well, we've done research on where people want to work, and the last on the list of where people want to work is a large company. They would actually rather work for themselves by loan versus working for a large company.
Mm-hmm.
And those at small companies don't want to work at a large company. Those at medium companies don't want to work at a large company. And those at large companies don't want to work at a large company.
And so that's a competitive advantage for small business owners. And I'm glad you reminded us of that, Chuck, because that's an attitude we need to take into the next interview that we have with a new employee.
Well, what we see, and I was actually on TV talking about this a few weeks ago, because of the hiring in the next 12 months, what we see is people from large companies actually migrating to smaller companies.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a real challenge for small companies, because the small companies don't have all these huge benefits of large companies.
That's the problem. Yeah.
But they have a lot of other things. So what we're recommending small companies is that they're basically going to hire people from larger companies and give them bigger titles.
But this is why I've been trying to help get small business health plans passed, Chuck. So, because what we've got, our current healthcare tax supported healthcare system is a 20th century construct. It's not built on. It's not based on the realities of the 21st century.
That's exactly right. And the whole benefit structure of large companies is, I mean, it's huge. It's like a big infrastructure. And when people leave a large company, it can be jarring when you go to reality.
And our government has got to equalize that, because, as you just said, more and more people want to work for small businesses, and that's kind of good news, Chuck, because the number one problem small business owners experience is not being able to get good people. So if what you're saying is true, and I believe you, it should help us out a little bit.
Yes, and right now the view of the talent pool overall is that the talent pool is weak. And that's true for small and large companies.
Right.
But if 32% of large companies are going to be decreasing headcount and 60% are smaller increasing, this is kind of obvious of where people are going to have to go.
I like the way that sounds. I think that's good news for us, and it should be. We deserve it. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Chuck Martin, give us your website again, too, by the way, Chuck.
www.nfiresearch.com. Drop in anytime. We answer all of our emails.
The books are available wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.